What?
Yeah, y'all fuck this shit up. Alright. Alright. Welcome back to the Stay Woke Podcast. Motherfucker, bro. I'm trying to talk. Alright. Alright, welcome back to the Stay Woke Podcast. We about to talk about, well, actually, y'all already know everybody. It's the same people from last fucking podcast, but
that's your man Titus over there.
Yeah, bro. And that's Brent. You know, Brent. You want to introduce yourself this time?
Yeah, you didn't introduce yourself last time.
You were like, go away. You somebody
already. All right. What else, Brent? We got Tyler, Hunter, Blake, Titus, Dorian, Martez,
aka Young Dagger Dick.
We got Young Dagger Dick in the studio right now. But our first topic is about to be top five animes. So, all right, real quick, if you don't fuck with anime, then get the fuck out.
Whoa!
I'm talking to them, bro.
I know.
Yeah, tell the audience.
Yeah, audience, if you don't fuck with anime, like, I don't fuck with you, honestly, bro.
Do you mean live action?
Live action.
Yeah, all right. Fuck it. Who's trying to go first? I know we eating, but fuck it.
Me.
You? All right. Top five.
All right. These aren't in order, but I'm going to just go top five. My Hero Academia, Tokyo Ghoul, Naruto, and when we talk about Naruto and Dragon Ball, we mean all of them combined. So Shippuden, Z, Super, all of them combined. So My Hero Academia, Tokyo Ghoul, Dragon Ball, Naruto, and then I'm probably going to have to say, Afro Samurai, for sure. For sure.
Hello, hello. It's the friendly Dark Knight himself.
Damn.
All right. My top five, not in any specific order. Give me Pokemon.
Turn this shit off.
Give me Neon Genesis Evangelion. Give me Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. Give me
Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
Generation Next head ass. Give me a Dragon Ball. And give me a Naruto.
What's going on? Yeah, it's Titus. It's not in order, so I'm going to go do Tokyo Ghoul, Afro Samurai, One Piece, One Punch, and my last but not least, Naruto.
Is that your most? What?
I never watched it.
You
can
get the fuck
out. Oh my
god. Oh my god.
Call me back.
You motherfucker. I cannot believe you just did that.
Bring that ass here, boy.
I haven't finished it.
Okay, so I got Naruto, Dragon Ball Z.
Just tell him the truth.
We're gonna tell you the truth. Okay, Blake's only seen Naruto and like half a season of Soul Eater. The rest, it's an L.
We appreciate you being honest.
What?
Bakugan.
I mean, I did fuck with Bakugan, but I didn't know that was actually anime, though.
It is.
Okay, then yeah, it's a three. And I've seen like two episodes of One Piece.
Hey.
That counts. Bro, how many is that? Is that four? And I saw the first episode of Attack on Titans.
That's five!
That's five!
Five!
Man, I'm so real, bro.
We made it.
All
right,
Hunter, you're up.
One episode, you said.
So, my top five would have to be Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball, My Hero Academia.
Tsunami Rise Genji.
Hunter x Hunter.
I forgot about Bleach.
Haikyuu. And,
I used to watch Bleach a lot.
Haikyuu. It's a volleyball anime.
Oh, is that good? I've seen
it's
like,
fucking great.
I've seen hella, like, advertisements about that.
My brother.
I seen one clip, and that shit was fire.
Do you see volleyball movies?
Really?
And then,
I've seen a clip of it.
And then Attack on Titan.
But I've seen some dope. So
actually, no, not Attack on Titan. I'm going to switch that up. One Punch Man.
So wait, hold on. Wait, let me ask you a question.
Ooh,
so,
punch is pretty
dad. What? Dad? Dad?
Wait. Let me ask you a question.
I'm drunk.
So I've seen some stuff for Hunter and Hunter X Hunter or whatever it's called. But I've seen some stuff to make it look terrible.
It's fucking great.
And then I've seen some pictures and stuff that makes it look like bad.
It's great. It's amazing. You have to watch all of it. The final arc. It's long. It's like 500 episodes.
God damn,
wait, did I?
Five,
right,
five, eight,
I think
five,
I skipped.
Right. Get your shit done.
It's your boy Ty. All right, this is not in any order.
What's your November?
December.
It's not November. You know she masturbated.
Naruto.
Stupid.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Wait, hold up. What'd you say?
Full Metal Alchemist.
And what else?
Wow.
Naruto.
You said Boruto?
Naruto. Oh, Attack on Titan. Tokyo Ghoul. My last one is probably Sword Art Online.
Wait, what are the ones? Sword Art Online, Last Arc, Best Arc, Best Arc. Okay, yeah, I saw the whole thing. Like, stuff buddy from Hunter by Hunter, like White Hair, I think that's killer. Yeah, dude, it looked badass. How many animes have you actually seen? He's seen more than me, so if I said I've seen, I'd say more than five. Do you consider hentai anime? No, no. Well, I was gonna say I'm surprised that you would say hentai. I have my five, but now Ty said Sword Art, and I kind of
Yeah, Sword Art did look pretty badass. I wanted to watch that too. I don't have enough time.
The first one or the second one?
The second one.
The second one is a no-go? It's a no-go? Okay.
I don't know about no-go.
That's a show?
No, I mean, I...
No, I'm just saying, like, I messed with the first one more.
Oh. Yeah. Hey. Alright, my five is Naruto.
Okay.
Dragon Ball. Attack on Titan. Right. What? What? No.
Oh, say Boruto.
Oh, hold on. If you say Boruto, I swear
I'm not.
Okay. This is more like Kakashi's eye patch.
What?
All right, keep going.
Sword Art. and Bakugan.
Wait, did you say five or four?
Five.
You said five.
Yeah, I wasn't listening.
I didn't fuck with
Bakugan.
Wait, am I last?
Yeah,
I was
the DS
game? But look, I did not.
Yeah, when it came with a little bit.
I did not mess with Bakugan as much as I mess with Beyblade, because Beyblade was
Beyblade, let it rip!
Yo! Whoa!
Oh, yeah!
Wait, not in the... Oh, that's how it shows. Never mind, I don't give a fuck.
Not my skis, not my bones.
Where's
the
spider?
Oh, wait.
Is that a spider?
Is that a spider or is that...
That's why I look at his wings.
I don't know, bro. Yeah,
you can't...
He has wings, guys.
He's got wings? That's a rat. A rat with wings?
Alright, fuck it.
Pegasus!
But if they have like...
Oh, shit! Oh, we just got shot at!
Leo!
Tyler, no!
It was Brent!
Tyler, what you mean? The black guy?
No, I'll just lay it.
Alright.
So, here. Here's
that's even worse.
Can't trust.
Here's the top five that I have seen, and I'm gonna put them in order. All right.
Oh, okay.
Five. Wait, what'd you say?
I have no way to say.
I said dicks.
Bitch, you thought you was funny. All right. So the ones that I have seen are five. I give Beyblade. Yeah, I really fuck with Beyblade.
Hey, you know that,
really heavy.
That whole day, like Pisces and
stuff like that. Pegasus, bitch!
Hey, no, but there was a Pisces too.
Yeah, but Pisces is nowhere near as good as Pegasus.
I'm just saying they had like horoscopes named after that. Yeah,
didn't
keep that like.
Didn't they have Galaxy Pegasus?
Yeah. Because they did constellation in the
stars.
They did
constellation and stuff. They were like, legit. That's a, they never had Gemini. They had Gemini.
I messed with them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They had Aries.
They had a Virgo, Aries. Yeah, they had all that shit. I never beat that. But like,
wow.
What, the constellation thing?
I never beat
that. Really?
Bro, I didn't pay that much attention.
There were Sagittarius, Pegasus, all that. You never noticed?
I only noticed Pegasus.
They even had like a Dipper, I think. I don't know. I'm not even sure, though.
They had like some weird ass.
Yeah, they had some. But like, I'm talking about like OG Beyblade. Like, I ain't fucking with
like
the new shit.
Metal Fury
was one of the first ones.
No, Metal Fury was after Metal Masters, I thought.
Okay, the Metal Masters. Yeah, because Metal Masters was the one with
Pegasus, the one that looked like the eraser.
Yeah, but he went against Ryuga in the finals, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about OG shit.
That was live.
She was live as fuck. This is what I'm talking
about. That was live.
And that was my childhood. Like,
did you buy the rubber tip for it?
Huh?
I got the right hand one too.
And then he would start to get like a little bit of a rounded edge. That made me so good around.
Hey, yo, Blake, you remember that, bro?
You even watch Beyblade?
Bro.
No. What? Bro. But you watch Bakugan?
Listen, I spit like...
Beyblade came out of Bakugan.
I spit like Bakugan. 2,000 bucks.
Yo! Bitch, it was the fucked up version of Pokemon. What the fuck?
Bakugan Brawl. I spit like 200 bucks.
They literally...
Digimon. Oh my god. That is so fucking good.
Like
no
Digimon.
What?
I love Digimon.
What about Spider-Man?
Digimon was a real fucked up version of fucking Pokemon.
I didn't have a Beyblade statement. I'm sorry.
No, all right. Fuck it. I'm gonna continue my list.
They had a Digimon DS.
What the fuck up?
I'm gonna keep going. My number four is Full Metal Alchemist. Yeah, I fucked up. I was gonna put Bleach in like my top five because I have like watched like some of it.
I've never even dived into Bleach. For one, it's too long, and two, it don't look interesting.
Bleach is not long compared to shit like One Piece. One Piece is way too fucking long. But that's how I feel about One Piece. One Piece is supposed to be hella fucking good.
Like, really? But I don't know.
Well, because what's his name? Straw Hat Luffy or Luffy or something like that?
Yeah. All right, but Full Metal is in there. And then my...
You live here, bro. I do.
You live here.
I live here.
All right.
You
did help us move, to be fair.
Yeah.
All right. Can you shut the fuck up?
Yo, dudes, chill, man. All
right, my number three. I'm about to piss hella y'all off. I'm about to piss hella y'all off. My number three is Naruto.
I don't blame you. My number three is Naruto also.
Okay, yeah. First Naruto?
I don't watch anime. Why is Dragon Ball My Hero and Naruto?
Okay, but like, all right, so I'm gonna tell you why I put... Oh, damn, I just scratched some shit right here. Oh, you see that?
Yo, you all right, bro? Oh, you bleeding.
Yeah, fuck it. Hey,
for 1995, 4K means you can get proactive.
I have proactive.
It don't work for me.
I know.
It doesn't work for me.
Not for real. What's it called? All right, so Naruto, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to say, like, Naruto, it has hella fucking fillers, which is always the stereotypical thing, right? But that's not my biggest problem with it. My biggest problem is that they went further beyond Naruto, and they went to Boruto. Boruto isn't the worst anime, but it broke my heart, honestly. Like, because I watched, like, the first couple episodes, and then I started reading the manga. I found out that Naruto died. Spoiler alert. So Naruto dies in Boruto, and I was like, hell no.
Damn, bro, why did you spoil?
You act like you watched that shit.
You right.
All right, well,
what did you just say?
Naruto dies.
Dude, I realized at the beginning, he didn't die for a long ass time. When he's like, I'm just saying you were, I said Naruto.
No, he don't die for a long ass time, though.
Yeah, no, he's gonna be alive for a while.
Naruto dies. Are you mad at me or are you mad at them? No, but Naruto is my fucking childhood, so I was like, hell no. If I knew that Naruto was about to die, like, what the fuck is Naruto then?
I watched all of Naruto and Shippuden and all of
Jiraiya. Wait, so where did he die? But that ending fight was
But Naruto left it to... Jiraiya left it to Naruto. But who the fuck is Naruto gonna leave it to his son?
We gotta find out, bro.
His son's not... No, because his son likes fucking Sasuke more, so he's not gonna fuck with him.
I'm sorry, but Boruto's like...
But that's what I'm saying. When they get to that point, you find out who's
a cunt. I feel like in the beginning, he's a piece of shit. But like after they fight Momoshiki, I don't like
Boruto the anime in general. Like,
I don't think it's the worst anime, but like it's...
I feel like they're trying to rehash shit and like...
They're trying to redo Naruto. It is not working.
Yeah.
It took Naruto like three episodes to learn the Sangan, and like you saw that shit. Fucking Boruto does it once and learns how to throw it.
All right, but that reflects on like real world shit, cause like with the technology and everything that they have on there, like.
But
you gotta think he's so powerful because his dad and his mom, like he just has power. Like Naruto doesn't jump about his power when he created Rasengan.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's up there. It's up there, bro.
That's just it's like so.
The red and white one up front. Yeah, right there. All right. Continuing, Naruto, I might piss some of y'all off, but fuck
like
it, you know.
I don't like this last shit, I just like having discussions.
And then my number two is Dragon Ball. That might piss people off even more, because, before I got into my number one, Dragon Ball was 110% my number one. Okay. But like, there's been like a lot of like knocks with Dragon Ball and like.
Like what?
All right, the animation with Dragon Ball Super. Okay. Animation has been pretty bunk. You gotta admit that.
So like the final fucking.
Well, I don't know. The tournament of power.
There are certain parts in every arc, like when Vegito went against them. Like that animation was good. It was like really fluid and shit. But then it would go like the next episode, it was shitty again.
Yeah, but like they went all out.
Like when Goku didn't fight like what's his name? Zabuza? Or what's his name?
Huh? You said Zabuza?
No.
You said the same Zabuza.
Yeah.
You talking about Jiren?
No, what was
his?
Zamasu?
Yeah, because Zamasu, like, there were some episodes Zamasu? Where it was, like, clean, right? Like, this is some high definition movie shit. And then the next episode, you'd be like, who are these heroin addicts?
Have y'all seen the fucking memes from, like, episode 5 of when Super first came out? It was like on the King Kai's planet when Goku first met Beerus and he was fighting him. It's the worst fucking animation.
Of Beerus. You're talking about, yeah.
Beerus and Goku.
Yeah.
It's the worst fucking animation I've ever seen.
I hate the animation of,
You might have skipped.
Trunks. You remember when Trunks first came to the planet and he was with Vegeta and everything, and Trunks just looked like a crackhead, like all crooked drawings in there. Like, I'll pull it up.
No, but like, it got a lot better after Hit and Goku fought for the second time. After that, apparently they got like a whole bunch of more like animators on board.
Yeah.
Which was like super good. But, alright, but that's my number two. The only reason I'm putting it at number two is because we're combining Super with Dragon Ball, because none can fucking talk Dragon Ball like OG Dragon Ball, because that shit was a shit, especially for its time. Alright, and then my number one. No, I just said that was number two. Fucking listen, dickhead.
Wait, it's not my fault y'all talk about these bullshit names that I can't even pronounce.
Dragon Ball.
Y'all named three different people. They all look exactly
Goku.
The same. Zamasu. You said like Zamasu, and then there was someone else.
Goku. Goku. Trunks.
No, Donald Beerus. Trump.
They who? Beerus. Yeah. I know.
Stop making excuses, dickhead.
Fuck you.
My number one is Attack on Titan, because I've been into it like a lot recently. I don't want to hear that.
Stop the podcast.
No, we can talk about
what. Because I said it, you were going to say that.
Huh?
He said that he did that because I said it was gonna be that.
Oh yeah, but what's the problem?
It's good.
No, it's because I talked to him about Attack on Titan, and like me and him argue.
Here's the thing that I like.
Argue about.
No matter what, I will always agree that Funimation has the best, has just the best anime visually, right? Like when you watch Funimation, like Attack on Titan, Tokyo Ghoul, with that shit, it's just high quality, clean, crispy, like high definition anime.
Y'all want animation? High Q, I'm telling you. That fucking
tennis volleyball.
Best anime.
Is there ass?
Huh?
Is there big booties?
There's cute ass girls in that fucking anime.
I don't care about the girls. I care about the booties.
There ain't no booties.
I thought he was about to say dudes. I was like,
I asked about the backfield.
That's my dudes too.
Torch.
All right. Well, I'm explaining. Well, like. I'm gonna like briefly explain it. So my number one is Attack on Titan, because I've been really into it lately, and like even from like the first episode, like they really engage you, because the fucking the main character's mother dies.
That was sad as fuck.
But like if you keep watching it, like there's scenes, like not even fighting scenes, but like real scenes, like Armin. I don't know if y'all watched this, but this was in the first season, so I don't think I'm spoiling anything. But Armin, like they're trying to kill Eren, right? They're trying to kill the main character.
Yeah.
But Armin is like his best friend, right? And apparently, like, this is their salute. They go like this, right? For the scouts, for like any regiment. So he goes up to, like, they're trying to kill him, but he stands up for him. He's like, if I die, like, I'm working as, like, human, some shit like that. But, like, I got pulled up. But that shit was loud as fuck. Like, he started yelling and shit.
Yeah, he was saying sound like that. He was doing an oath or something like that.
Yeah, like, he was like, if you kill me right now, like, I'm okay with it because I'm dying for a better cause. Like, that just, like, hit me in, like, the fucking brain, right?
That's like the Martin Luther King of anime.
Huh?
It's like the Martin Luther King of anime.
Yeah. And, but, like, there was more things like
he did it to you, bro.
Like what's his fucking name?
I'll say you put that picture of me.
Commander Irvin?
What?
Do y'all know who Commander Irvin is?
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm not trying to spoil anything for real, but Commander Irvin's like, let's go, right? He's like charge. And then he's riding on his horse, and then his arm gets bit off. Like
said, keep going.
I know what you're talking about. Because you sent me the video.
Yeah, his arm gets, like, so, like, he's, like, charged, right? He's on his horse. And then his arm gets bit off, like, and then, like, he's hanging,
And like, he's like, what the fuck are you looking at? Charge! And that shit was live as fuck, bro.
I ain't seen him. That sounds good. That dude was
dope.
What's it? Is that doing?
Yeah, they all.
No, that's season two. That's like at the end of season two.
I didn't finish season two. I'm gonna watch it.
Okay,
was,
but like,
the
literally
only
he didn't face him.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Go! And I was like, oh my fucking god, he's a badass. But, I don't know what the
listen,
fuck I'm
saying. You should watch Tokyo Golden, bro. Listen, I'm gonna be straight up with you. I watched the first season of Tokyo Golden, I was like, this is badass. I watched the second season, I was like, damn, this is even better than the first. Watched the third season, I was like, I'm never watching this shit again.
Then you watched that fourth season.
And then I watched the fourth season, and I'm like, woo! Like, I'm telling you though, if you like
it, so skip season three.
No, like, you literally don't even need to watch it. But, like, if you watch Tokyo Go, you'll really
fuck. Wait, what's it about?
Because so
it's hard to explain.
It's very hard to explain.
Yeah, it's a new
but you
concept.
But do you know what goals are?
Goals.
Yeah. Do you know
like
goals
Fallout?
No. Fallout sucks, no. Pussy.
Whoa.
Basically, there's humans.
We're about to like.
Get my Assassin's Creed vibe going.
Alright, hold on. So I'm gonna finish up. So I just think that like, cause there is like fighting scenes and shit, but. I think that no other anime makes like badass shit outside of fighting scenes. So like outside of the fighting scenes, like I think it's like super badass.
It's Funimation, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Funimation makes the best anime.
Alright, but that's my top five. If you have a problem with it, I mean, fuck you. But we can talk about it. We can talk about it. We can definitely talk about it.
Email me at jigaboo 123.
Yo. Does anybody else want to say anything about like their number one?
Banner Studios is the best gameplay ever.
Naruto is the only anime I've ever finished in my life.
My Hero Academia has the best character development, hands down.
Frostbite in Battlefield,
Listen here.
I love
My Hero, and I think that the characters were like very well developed. But like, I know y'all haven't seen it, so you can't like relate because you haven't seen it. But like, Haikyuu is my shit. You guys do not understand.
Wait, so that's your number one?
It's like there. It's fucking hard. Like Dragon Ball has my nostalgia, but like,
it's fun, friends.
That was
six P's turned to four P's real fast.
But yo, what's on a floor? There's a moment. All right, like it might not sound. What are y'all looking for?
Wait, for real? Brent dropped his chicken and put it right.
What the fuck? Still?
No, you probably dropped another one.
I just Hunter interrupt.
Pass it down. Hike you. Let's go.
Okay, just listen. So there's a moment in the fucking like during like one of the it's like pass the final game and like that's been out and fucking this dude that like totally wasn't into like he always thought of fucking
no bro
he always thought of fucking anime as like a club or he always thought of like volleyball as like a club. He wasn't into it at all. Okay. He was just like, I'm playing just to play, it don't mean nothing to me.
Okay.
And then he's going against the best fucking school in Japan and he's like the best defense on the team. He fucking jumps up as the best player in Japan is like spiking on him. He jumps up, he full hand blocks his shit, and it goes down on the other side of the court, on their court, and he gets the point. And he's just there, like, he's, like, going over it again. He's like, this is just a club. This doesn't mean anything to me. Why do I feel like this? Why am I, like, what is this feeling I'm getting? And then it, like, he clenches his fist, and he just lets out, like, he just screams. He's, like, hyped, because he blocked, like, the best guy in Japan.
That's like real world shit though, because like, I'm competitive as fuck. So
We know, bro.
Some live shit. I'm like, yeah!
It's like, that's what he did. Like, he went like, he screamed, and then his whole team was like screaming for him and like picking him up and shit.
I'm usually like, I usually talk shit.
It's so fucking
bad. Yeah, talk shit.
My favorite is the Let's Go.
Who wants to go?
Let's go! Let me see. Listen, no matter what. Haikyuu, however you say it, sounds good. But if you take Deku, who wanted to be a hero as a kid, and then found out he has no quirk, has no power, and then his hero, his favorite hero of all time, the best hero, says, you could have my quirk, and then he takes it, and then he works all summer and all throughout the school to get into the world's best academy, or Japan's best academy, to become a hero, gets in it, becomes one of the top of the class, becomes super strong, and all this in the course of like three seasons when he went from nobody to becoming one of the top. So, wow. Listen, here's what I'm saying though. Todoroki's the best character in the show, hands down. Like, if anybody wants to argue me that, we could do it, but I'll just stab you, so.
I haven't watched it yet. Zuko number two. He's got that same fucking.
Wait, so what is that on? What platform is it on?
I watch it on Hulu.
Hulu. All right.
All these animes, like if y'all really want to watch anime, there's this fucking website called Kiss Anime.
Yeah.
It's all on.
Yeah, it's free too. It's not like Crunchyroll. Fuck Crunchyroll, bro.
Also,
Crunchyroll, you gotta pay for it.
I didn't put on my list because I didn't think of it. It's really fucking good. It's called It's called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Well, I don't really. Assassination. You put One Punch over Attack on Titan.
I know. It's because I didn't finish it, so I haven't seen it. But like,
look up
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's really fucking weird. It's like the most flamboyant masculine anime I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Kobe.
But it's great.
Kobe. I'm about to show Blake this video, but before I finish doing that, I'm gonna go around the table. Did somebody take their shoes off? I did, but I know my shit don't stink. Fuck you talking about.
My
shoes been off too.
I got them off right over there. Like, second I left, I didn't walk over here yet.
Oh yeah, that was it. <terrible. laughs>
What's up?
He's over here.
All right. I know I smell corn chips.
Hold up.
We talking about.
All right. So. All right. So our next topic is gonna be like which Naruto carry embodies us the best, like character wise. Like we're talking about like personality wise. We're not talking about like strength. Because if it's strength, then you know I'd be Naruto. But no, I'm just playing.
Shut up.
Who the fuck would you be?
You know who I am, Nick Amadara.
Bitch, get the fuck out of here. Alright, well, I think that the person that embodies me the best, like personality wise, and we've actually talked about it before. But,
Nah,
I
forgot what his was.
I gotta go with I'm Gaara. Yep. Yeah. Cause
you're not emotionally like.
Because I hate my dad.
No, it's cause no. So
I don't so, even know first name. All
right, so I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna say that because, as like a kid, I guess as a kid until like I became like a preteen, I was like a dick to everybody and I didn't give a fuck about anybody except for like myself. And I'm gonna be honest, like that's how the fuck I was. And like
you end up getting an ugly ass haircut too.
Damn.
Yeah, but not as bad as yours.
Oh.
The clapback. Yeah. All right, but yeah, like as a kid, I was an asshole. Like even as like I was becoming like a preteen, like I got into like really bad things. Like I had drugs, blah blah blah. Blah. Like so like that. Yeah, like all right. So I got like I have some of my victims here, right?
We've all been victims to Jose's hate.
Shit,
no. I was gonna say
not him. Y'all been victims to like his fucking casual.
All right.
You forgot it, bro.
Hold up.
You missed five days of school.
Hold up. Before we talk about that, right? Look.
What do you do?
I think that, like, looking back at it, wait, what are you gonna say, Todd?
You racist little shit.
Shut the fuck up. What did you say, Todd?
Did you ever have beef with people because you never opened your
kids? Oh, always. He fought everyone. Yeah, but he hated Mexican.
No, I wouldn't have beef over that.
How do you hate Mexican?
He just
fight. All right, so look. So, Hunter, before we talk about that, looking back at it, you gotta admit that you were being a bitch about that. To a certain extent.
To a certain extent,
I was definitely in the...
So it was all of us in one
So I was definitely in the wrong...
No, I admit, like, that's one of the main reasons I got bullied was because I tried to be like everybody else, but, like, I didn't realize that at the time.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, you, so I made fun of you, right? I didn't physically bully you.
No, no, I never said you did.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying it's them.
No, right, so, I know you never hit me.
Yeah, but like I would talk shit about him.
You told
but,
me that God would never love me.
Shut up. I went to some.
And it was at church.
No, it was not at church. It wasn't at church though. It wasn't at church.
It wasn't at church.
All right, but like me and him would like I would talk shit about him. Like I remember like one of the things that like made him the most salty is like everybody. But yeah, it was fat jokes. I remember I called him the fat Majin Buu, and like that was really like it was like super. He was like super salty about it, but. We would cap back and forth.
I couldn't cap.
You would try.
Why are you talking about this? This is supposed to be anime. I don't
want to
talk about this.
All right, I'm just.
The emotions are really
all right. Bad. Ignoring the thing about it. All right. And then to Dorian, I was asked. Well, like, I'm admitting that I was an asshole. All right. If y'all want to judge me, then fuck you. But
and don't worry, I bullied Dorian too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
his was
physical. I thought Dorian. All right. So me and Dorian. But like before we talk about like me and Dorian was cool. We were cool, but we was like fighting on the bus this one time, and then I choked him out somehow.
I kid you not.
Here, shit. I'm gonna explain the story to the podcast. What's good, y'all? It's a friendly neighborhood black guy.
So,
all right, so the story of itself. Turn that shit off, bro.
Sir, please.
Story of it itself was like you said, we're basically like fighting on a bus. I let it go because I thought we were done and we were already chill, so I didn't expect anything else to happen. All of a sudden, somebody just literally from behind my seat wraps their shit around my neck.
Where bus you ride though?
Bus 39. It was bus 39.
What school?
When was intermediate?
I didn't take the bus. Hey, I remember on a bus one time seeing someone get choked from the back though.
Oh shit, that wasn't
funny. I was every day at
Wayne. Oh my god. Right. But like literally, I kid you not, I was like the weakest sixth grader ever besides Hunter. So like, I literally couldn't do anything. Next thing I know, I'm literally waking up out of nowhere, still on a bus. 20 seconds later, he literally put me to sleep on a bus.
I mean, he just tried to like 10 minutes ago on me.
But no, I was literally like, I was out. Like, to the point, I started like drooling, like, I was out, dog.
Yeah, so like, he was drooling, and like, once he went to sleep, I thought he was faking that shit, dude. I was like, because once he started drooling, I was like, oh, this shit's real, like, I'm about to get suspended. Hell no. So then, like to wake him up, I literally smacked him, and I woke him up by smacking him. But like, the moral of both of the stories is I was an asshole, and like I got into really bad things. But like I realized that I was in the wrong, and like even now, like I'm friends with both of them, obviously, and they're like,
So who's Naruto then?
Huh?
In your life, who's Naruto? Who's Naruto in your life? Who's helped you change?
Who's
the one that made you change?
Who has helped me change? It'd be Dorian for sure.
Dorian's Naruto
for sure. Nah, well, like
in my theoretical situation.
I can't fuck. I'm Hispanic. God,
I mean, I'm white. I still can't speak. So
okay. All right. So in my situation, Dorian would be my Naruto because he did help me out there. But I consider myself a nice guy and like. To some point, I do consider myself to be a leader and a nice person. So,
he's so nice he gives the money at Chipotle to robbers.
Yeah, dude, I got like, hey, fucking karma, dude. I got fucking robbed at Chipotle and got a gun pointed at me. So, so I think.
Is he Naruto?
Oh, bullshit!
There's the karma.
Oh, they good though. You had too many covers on the back. The covers are too heavy.
Brent!
The covers are coming down. Oh, Charlie's out there. You already know.
Oh, God.
Brent!
He's got it. Who's my dog? Who's my dog? Who's my dog?
Hi.
It's like, he's
healed,
but he's in the bed. He's like,
damn. Who got that good thing?
Who got that good thing? Well, I just fell, but that's it. That's
it. The robber
was Naruto.
That damn near.
Damn.
No, but like, I was still trapping out Chipotle even after that.
True. You know, I tried getting you out to just leave, telling you that it was probably better for you to just leave.
And I did, but
you're right.
All right.
Well, you made
bank. Huh? Yeah, man. I made hella money, bro. But all right. So I'm gonna pass it out to Martez and tell you guys what his embodiment is.
Oh,
Hello.
Huh?
I heard that.
Wait, he's telling
you,
you're telling.
He's telling
it.
Oh, my fault. Y'all know what the fuck I meant.
Alright then. So, I think the Naruto character that I embody out of anybody is Minato. Because, for one.
You got your daughter?
Well, listen. Listen. Because I have a kid myself, right? But when Minato sacrificed himself for Naruto, you know, I felt that because even though he had just met his child, he was willing to die for him. Yeah. And Minato, you know, he wasn't born into much, but he grew up and trained and developed and worked hard. And then once he realized he was going to have a kid, he set everything in place. Like, he sent Kakashi to protect Red Habanero, you know. To protect her, he got all kinds of security. He trained, became the Hokage and whatnot. So he worked hard, and then he got what he wanted. But then, you know, he ended up dying, which was fucked up. But I don't want to die. That's not what I'm saying. Don't kill me.
But would you? All right. So would you agree that because you had a kid, especially you, because you had a kid like at a young age, that like you had to make sacrifices, like you had to work like damn near every single day. You had to
for sure.
You couldn't hang out. So like you, that definitely.
For sure, yeah. There's been so many times I wanted to go out and do stuff. Like, this whole summer, I worked, like, 90 hours a week every week.
It's okay. We're going to bring you this
summer. Hey, good looking out, bro. I appreciate it. OSU main campus. Not at Lima. So, but, yeah, no, for sure. And then,
Me
and Intelligence always did his best. He was, a lot of people respected him. He was a pretty good leader. I like to think the same about myself, but, for sure, I gotta take Minato, and then I'm gonna pass it off to Dorian over here. Black Zetsu, go ahead.
Black Zetsu, out here. You know.
Are you really gonna say Black Zetsu?
No, get the fuck out of here. What? All right, I'll be real with y'all.
Broccoli.
Exactly.
Tanui.
Dang, if he saw it coming,
I mean,
that means it's right.
I'm gonna be real with y'all. I like relate high key to Rockley. Like, Broccoli. Think about like.
Fucking loser.
I'm
okay, let me stop. Yeah, I'm gonna be real with you.
That's why you got fucking bullied. Oh.
But like, Rock Lee is probably by far the most enthusiastic like character on Naruto y'all ever see. If y'all ever see me, like, I'm literally mostly always trying to be enthusiastic, like always trying to get people involved. If there's something that I
should be more like Choji.
I don't eat that much. That's him. All right. Anyways, look, like,
Choji's a nice guy though.
I fuck a butterfly.
Fuck Choji, bro. But like on some real shit, like if it's something that I truly want to actually go for, I start for that shit. Hella, like, look at that fucking paper grade that I just got in the last podcast. Like, I've been in a math lab for like at least 24 hours in like 2 months. Like, not even 2 months, probably 2 weeks.
What?
Like, just for combined hours of how much I've been trying to actually get what, like, good grades in my math class. Like, niggas grinding out here. So like,
but hold on, do you wear ankle weights?
Did you ankle weight though?
I wore.
But do you wear ankle weights?
I did.
I wore a fucking weighted vest.
But do you wear ankle weights?
I did. Wear a weighted vest.
How much? How much?
What kind of shoes you rock?
I mean, really, it depends.
Do you wear a green jumper?
I wear a black jumper.
Who's Mike guy?
Who's Mike guy?
Who's your Mike guy?
Oh, that's true. Who's your Mike guy? That's true.
That's me.
My mic guy is damn. Head ass. Hell no.
You said Coach G?
Coach C.
I fucking love Coach G.
Coach Parker.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Honest.
Let's go, baby.
Honestly, on some real shit, like, I'm gonna be real with y'all. My mic guy would probably be Mr. A. Okay. Like, I never,
I see that.
Like,
Mr. A was my dude.
Like, on some real shit,
Coach A, oh yeah.
Like, I never
else can break the speakers in that high school button.
Oh god. I've always, like, I've been an enthusiastic person, but low-key more of a Debbie Downer, but just a happier person. Like, he's the only person that's made me actually want to have a growth mindset.
I've never had someone so happy, like, literally drain my life.
Exactly.
Because I've walked and saw him and just thought, like, as a Kakashi scene, like, I walk in there, I see it, and I'm just like, is instantly dropped.
Exactly. I mean, thankfully, I'm not at that point. And no. I'm thanking
but
God I'm
Rock Lee,
not at that point.
Well, is Rock Lee at that point?
No.
No, I think my guys are more.
I mean, you look at Rock Lee, you kind of think, like, what the fuck is going to happen now? I mean, like, that's low-key with me.
For the youth.
I mean, even though I'm for the blacks, but, really like, for the youth. But, like, really? Yeah, Rock Lee.
Rock Lee grind.
Exactly.
Yo, how you doing? It's Titus, you know.
Hepatitis.
Yeah, you know. I'm the chill one, so I might be Kakashi then.
Kakashi,
yeah.
You got herpes.
Damn, I don't have herpes though.
Hepatitis.
It's titus. I don't have no herpes, you know. But I be Kakashi. I'm the most chill one out of the group. I just don't care, bro. But I will protect everybody like in my family though.
Hey, can you like?
Yeah. It's chill.
I feel like you do me better than me.
And he always talking about reading porn.
He was always in murder mode.
He's always talking about porn, and Kakashi's always reading porn. So
but I mean, he'd be Jiraiya because Jiraiya makes.
But he stay on hentai, don't he?
Hentai. Jiraiya though.
That is Jiraiya.
That's Jiraiya.
I'd be Jiraiya then. Fuck you.
Damn, he's real out here like, yeah, hentai my
shit. I just don't care.
Okay.
But I mean, Jiraiya cares a little bit though. That's a problem.
I don't care.
You want to talk about chill? You're fucking shit.
Nah, wait. If anything, it'd be like Killer B. He was like, he was chill.
He was definitely chill.
He was always trying to rap.
Yeah.
Made those sick ass beats.
And we know Killer B was probably looking at some hentai too, so you know, you're good.
Personality wise, wouldn't he low key be side though? Because like, he's just chill, doesn't really care. He'd low key be side. He just doesn't draw.
I was thinking about that too. But like, he do be doing
but
like.
It's not that side doesn't care.
I'm an artist though.
I was going to say, he's artistic too. Like, he be doing
side.
The problem with side is it's not a side doesn't care. Because remember, he like tries hella hard to people that like him. He just doesn't have emotions.
But who's better? You know what?
Yeah, like, he doesn't have any emotions. Yeah. He tries to gain them. Like, he's trying hella hard. He kind of fucks himself up. But, you know.
So who are you going with?
No matter. Guess Killer B. He's trying to rap.
He's trying to rap.
I'll give you that.
Okay, we're going to pass around. On Jose.
I'll be Sasuke.
You know what, Tamari?
Headass.
All right, so go ahead. Tell him what you just said. Just yell
it. So Jose's about to do mine. Jose's gonna depict mine because we were playing some Rainbow like a couple weeks ago, and he brought this topic up, and he brought some valid points for my person.
All right, so for Blake, I gave Blake Neji.
Really?
Hold on. Listen, before you go any farther.
Old, new Neji. New Neji.
That's an important character.
I know. I know.
Wait.
And I know the level of respect that he should get.
Neji. I'm not Dick Neji. I'm.
Perfect. No, you're both. You're like you're all the way throughout Neji. So like, so I'm explaining it, right? So we can all admit that
he's not the main character. He's fucking Gar. What are you trying to say?
This man was trying to be Kakashi.
I just love saying he's trying to be Kakashi. I'm not playing lying.
Huh? I'm just saying.
We care more about Neji than Gar.
I can. Somebody talk about people. I will beat the fuck their ass up. I will beat.
Wait, hold on. So why is he Neji?
Alright, so somebody explain it. So we can all admit that
I'm a protector.
That Blake is smart, right?
Very smart.
Okay.
Very smart. All
right. But he's not that much of a physical person.
Yeah.
Make him Shikamaru. I mean, me and Jose fight every day.
Let me explain Shikamaru.
Me and Jose fight every day.
So, like, so he's been getting in the gym, like, every single day now.
I can tell he's looking buff in that coat. I don't want to say nothing.
All right. But, like, he's been hitting the gym. But I'm talking about, like, personality-wise.
Oh, by the way, by end of next summer, I'm dropping his ass.
He's not. He's not.
It's fact. So it's next summer.
Bad.
And so would you say he's
my Rock Lee? He means he's dropping you.
Is he my Rock Lee?
Would you say he's your Rock Lee?
Can I drop?
Who
would be your Rock Lee?
My Rock Lee. How does Neji and Rock Lee compare?
No, but
Neji
and Rock Lee are basically all
Neji Rock thinks Rock Lee as someone that's below him, yeah, inferior. I don't think of Jose as being inferior.
No, I'm saying who would you say would be your Rock Lee?
Who would be in
Jared? Damn! That's common. But I can see you saying that.
I'm sorry if you're listening to this.
I don't think anyone's inferior to me, though. That's a problem.
You think Drew's inferior to me?
No, I don't. I actually have no problems with Drew at all.
Alright, so I'm gonna continue on why. Yeah, shut the fuck up!
Put the Tommy down, bro. All
right. So I'm gonna continue on why Blake is Neji.
Or whatever the fuck
that is. No, so Blake is Neji because, alright, so like in his character development, like Neji's always been the same person. Can we agree on that? Neji's always been like the same person?
Yeah.
Alright, and now, I was at Columbus with him, right?
Okay.
And his stepdad like sent him a text. Mm-hmm. And the text said, "I'm proud of you." Aww. All right. It said, and like it touched his heart, and like he throughout like the whole time that I was there, he was like, "Yeah, like that's the ultimate compliment that I could ever get." Like somebody like telling him that somebody saying that like they're proud of him and stuff like that. So, if y'all remember, when Neji died, spoiler alert, when Neji died. So when Neji died,
I cried like a bitch.
I know. It was touching. But like all right, so when Neji died,
okay.
It was to protect it was
It was to protect Hinata and most importantly, Naruto, right? So, as he was dying, Naruto asked him why he did that. And he literally, and he said, it's because you called me a genius that day.
So, you should lie.
So, he keeps that same, he keeps those same thoughts in his head throughout his whole day and throughout his whole life.
That was deep, man.
I want to cry.
That's what I'm saying. When he brought that up, I was like, over, like, he said Neji. I'm like, how the fuck am I Neji? And then he said that shit.
Go back upstairs, you dumb fuck. Listen right
there. This nigga literally has been sitting up there saying, yo, I'm going to be real with y'all.
He's been up there the whole time.
Right. He's like, I'm going to find a way for them not to call me Tintin. I'm on the fucking
way. He was like, I'm so scared. I don't want to come back downstairs. I don't know where I am.
You want me to do
this? Yeah, you did his good, so do mine.
No, but he came up with that shit. Like, he said Neji, we were playing Rainbow.
I came up with this, too.
I was like, how do you fucking guess Neji? He said that shit. I was like, damn.
Yeah, Jose came
up with like, at first, like, you don't really get it, but you got to go in deep and, like, you got to, like, examine why.
Shukaku.
Nah, so...
Huh?
So I'm gonna tell y'all. So Hunter wants me to do his too. I'm gonna tell y'all why Hunter is who he is.
Honestly, we should have been Jose to everyone's. Because I mean, this is your podcast.
You're like, but y'all my guests. Y'all more important than me right now.
It's our podcast,
huh?
It's our podcast.
No, you didn't. Remember, you didn't go out there and.
Like, oh yeah, bro. You ain't plug it, bro.
You didn't plug.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I put it. What's you talking about? Put it on my Facebook.
We.
I have over 1,000 friends. Somebody looked up there.
All right, bro, go ahead. Just
all right,
when I did, I'm sit down.
So I'm about to say Hunter's, and Hunter, in my opinion, when we were talking, is Naruto. Hold up, personality wise. Sit down. Look. Can I explain to you why?
He was in a heart
attack. So as a kid. Naruto was always an outcast.
Oh, I was here when you talk about this. Yeah.
Chill. No, alright, so Hunter was always an outcast, and Hunter, like, people would always make fun of him and, like, and stuff. Do you get what I mean?
Okay.
And as he grew up, he tried his hardest to become the best person that he could be. What's it called? And people didn't really accept him even then. And I feel like that's what Hunter was going through. I feel like that's what Hunter was going
through.
Shut the fuck up, damn. Alright, so that's what Hunter was going through, because he was trying to be accepted by people and even doing other things to be accepted, and that shit still didn't work. But when he actually, like, became him, when he became himself, and when he stuck to his ninja way, and just, like, never like, forgetting anybody.
You're talking about all the eighth grade.
And just being himself. Yeah, yeah. Well, now we're
transitioning. Before eighth grade.
No, wait. Now we're transitioning.
This has got to be.
If you want to, like, step out. Right. All right. So now we're transitioning, and Hunter is becoming acceptable as he's becoming himself.
Acceptable, dang, that's kind of like
acceptable, like society wise, because he wasn't.
I didn't like acceptable as like a friend.
He was always acceptable as a friend. Like, he was a good friend, like, always. But he was trying too hard, and he admits that now. And even like Naruto tried too hard in a sense. Like, he tried so hard to be like a class clown that made him look even worse.
True.
Sure. Okay.
Wow.
And then, but then, like, after time, after time, Naruto becomes, like, accepted by society, and people enjoy his company, and people want to be like him, okay? And, like, Hunter, now, I know people that, especially, like, in, like, the drama department at the high school, like, people kind of want to be like Hunter. Like, Hunter was always an outspoken person. He was always himself, okay? And he became accepted by society just like Naruto did. So that's why I would give him Naruto.
Okay. I'll give you that.
All right. So you was really outraged at first. So you good now?
Yeah, cool.
You good now?
Who the fuck is Killer B?
I was.
You know Killer B?
What?
The Eight Tail Kage.
No, the Eight Tail.
What?
The Eight Tail Jinjuriki.
Get out.
Wait, did you never watch Shippuden? Damn. You missed that good stuff.
I just watched the original.
Shippuden's better than the first one, I'm telling you. It's way better.
All right.
It's like 10 times better.
All right. So Ty.
You guys are back on.
Hold on, hold on. We got a rant going on real quick.
Well, that's pretty basic. I'm not that knowledgeable.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. He's talking
about me right here. Here's
you.
Choji, guys, Choji.
Listen.
When we're talking about these things, we're literally not talking about how you look or how you're like power. We're talking about personality.
Or how they've evolved or like developed throughout.
I really don't know this.
Honestly, I don't know you. I don't know you well enough to even say who you are. Like, I literally only became friends with this dude because I started calling him Brokefoot.
The what?
If you've been cool.
I since. Called you YG.
Yeah, YG, and I called him Brokefoot.
Oh.
Not for real.
You know when he had his broken, when he didn't have like a boo? He had a boo.
But it wasn't comfortable because he laughed.
You're right.
He thought it was chill.
Like, I always laugh. That's how he does. Wait, hold on. Come on.
All right, hold on.
Some time for this is Ty. I'm Ty too. Tyler.
Titus.
Right,
we never call you Tyler.
Is that a Kit Kat?
Alright, before we get into Tyler's, because I gotta examine Tyler's personality.
Shut up.
We're gonna get into Brent, and Brent is obviously 10-10, and everybody knows this.
But no, it's the real shit.
He's 10-10 because he storms off, he likes to play with big scrolls.
Scrolls. He likes weapons. He holds knives downstairs, you know.
Oh.
He wants to get with broccoli on the inside.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. Doesn't 10-10 go with Choji or something like that? Huh? Wait, who's 10-10 go with? Oh, 10-10 doesn't have anyone in these.
Exactly.
But she low key a baddie, like.
Oh, compared to Eno.
Eno, take him, bitch.
Nigga, where'd you get that old cream pie?
He love Eno.
Are you sure?
He love Eno though.
All right.
Your house,
you just ate Wendy's. How are you hungry?
And then,
did you see this?
Wait, could Tyler be Shikamaru? This man's hella smart.
He's smart as hell.
I thought he busted his head.
He's low-key sarcastic, like, often.
Wait, really?
He is fucking Shikamaru. Alright, so I'm gonna explain it. First off, like, damn, bro!
I mean, this is his house.
Fuck this, I'm out.
Alright. Look, hold up. No, he threw something. and knocked it down. Alright, so. Hold on. Alright.
Out this bitch.
So, we all know that Tyler's super smart.
Yeah.
But, I just thought about something that was like. It, like, touched him, right?
It was awesome, though.
Huh? No, it doesn't have to do with Asuma. So, Shikamaru.
Don't fucking do it.
If. Oh. Bro,
ugly.
So Shikamaru had the chance to be with his dad and like create plans in that war, in the Great Ninja War, for like
died.
The fourth Ninja War, right?
He would have died. You're right.
So he
didn't know that time.
So he could have did something smart that would keep him safe. That would keep him safe, but instead he went to war.
Which is smart, because
nigga Tyler's about to go to the fucking Navy.
Fact.
So he gave up college to go to the Navy.
When he's already smart as hell.
Exactly.
Fact. But what are you doing in the Navy?
Culinary.
Yeah, he's gonna go to school.
Fucking people up. No, he's gonna be working radars, and if he like, if
so
he
gets, he's gonna go to school in the Navy.
Huh? No, it's a job.
You gotta still go to school for the job temporarily.
Yeah, for the job, yeah. But like, I thought you were like college.
This
would
be the submarine on this computer.
But they said the hours that I get from working, it will translate with college credit hours as well.
Nice.
That's dope. All right, but I think that embodies him enough, and like he like especially with the war thing.
Said Jose should be the Marines.
Marines? Hell nah.
He'd be like, I'm Jose.
I'm not trying to get shot. No, but like honestly, if I ever did, like I did think about like going to the military like third, fourth grade, but like if I ever did, I'd go like balls deep. Hell no. Nah. I would go balls deep. I'd be a fucking Navy SEAL.
Oh, okay then.
No.
Nah.
Not the
Marines. What y'all trying to say?
Huh?
What y'all trying to say?
I knew how to swim across the Gulf to get here. He knows how to swim. Am I right? Or am I right?
You might as well tell him down the stairs.
This is why I flushed him every day. Nah, alright. But that's really all we have time for because we gotta fucking play cards.
Cards?
Hey, Brent, who are you, bro? Who are you, bro?
He's 10-10. We already said this.
We said he's 10-10. But no, we're letting him bounce. We're letting him bounce. Wait, who do you think you are?
Russia. Who do you
think
you
are? So why didn't you accept 10-10?
You're like 10-10's a bad character.
Huh?
They
said 10-10, so they have to have a reason.
I think 10-10's a fucking legend, bro. I say 10-10
just because I'm trying to be a
You're bitch. Kiba because you've got a dog.
I really don't know.
There ain't no one else in the whole entire series that can do what she does. I've never seen anyone else throw scrolls and shoot shit out of it.
Wow, that's true. Wow.
She literally is like one of a kind. Like, the Rasengan can be like.
Hold up, wait! Sai's been doing that shit for a minute, but he draws it.
That's different though. She can hold that shit.
But she has three bases.
You're dating Sai
drunk. How?
Wait, what?
Because you don't give a fuck about anything. You're like, all right, shit, if I'm going to fuck you up, I'm going to kill myself too.
You're right.
That is true.
You talked about my sister. I haven't talked to you for like 6 years.
Oh,
wow. You know, that's called white people grudges. That doesn't matter. So
No, he talked about Hannah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. Wait, so what does that have to do with anything?
So you can't be Dater because Dater didn't care.
Dater didn't care. He actually cares about something.
And Dater had no meaning in life.
But do you though?
Damn.
His sister.
But because like Dater. He would definitely be Dater then. Because Dater had shit that he actually cared about, which was his art.
True, he's broken by his art. He fucking loved his art.
Things that you cared about.
Art is an explosion.
If we go into stuff, I don't really want
to say. And you wanted to shoot up at school, which proves your Dater art.
I would never shoot up at school.
We could make him a Tachi, though.
Wait, so who do you think you are then?
But we all do fucking love you.
Well, then it's over.
So why do you debate?
I left the room. I was the one answering questions.
But why do you debate everything that we tell you?
I think you can be Kiba, like how Hunter said, like how you got a dog. And you're like, what the fuck? All
right, we're done. Goodbye.
Aw, damn.